without sin, I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. Amen. We have read the life of Abraham here. I know we are familiar with this story, but I want to speak about I am thy shield. Now, Abraham here, you know, it's not the first time that God is appearing to him. God has been speaking to him and telling him about a promise that you are going to have a child and you possess this land. Now, what surprises us here is that God appears in a vision to Abraham and tells him, "Fear not." Now, that tells you and I that Abraham had fear. Amen. You know, we are human beings. We usually sometimes experience fear. But we thank God that He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of sound mind and of love. Now, let's look at our country, Zambia. You know, we are foreigners according to the language of the world. Most of them, they come from Rwanda, Burundi. Have you ever noted how they live in fear? You know, like where we stay, sometimes people just wake up, go in the shop, get things without paying. Now, those people do not have courage to stand because they are in a foreign land. That was the exact thing Abraham was experiencing. He is in a place where he knows that I'm a stranger and I'm a foreigner. But there's the voice behind telling him, "You shall possess this land." So I am your shield. It was a way of God to take fear out of Abraham. Fear not, little flock. I am your shield. Now, God was the one to protect him. You know, like when I look at the foreigners, the government of Zambia, it is the one that protects them when we want to break their shops. But we bless God for that. That our shield is the Holy Ghost on our lives. So Abraham was discouraged because he was only alone. And the majority, they were not with him. Just like the way we are believers. We are few in this world. But the majority are against the world. But let us remember one thing. Fear not, little flock. He has given us a promise that one day we shall return and possess this land. This is what He has given unto us. We may be strangers now. They may insult and attack us. They may grab our properties. But we know one thing. God has told us, you are the one to possess this land. One day we'll return with Jesus Christ. And we will rule with Him here on earth. So fear not, little flock. Do not be discouraged. Know that God, who has been speaking to you, He is the same one speaking today. Now, Abraham here, he is very discouraged. But God comes again. Just like you and I. You may be discouraged today. But God still comes to tell you the same thing that He told you yesterday. To remind you that His promise cannot fail. His word cannot fail. Let us stand on this word. Now look at Abraham. He's looking at himself. I am growing old. Maybe that's how you are looking at yourself. Says, where am I going? Things seem not to be working for me. Abraham was looking at the reality of his physical stature. And that was very true. The body was failing him. Then he tells God, what about Eliezer? You are talking about me to have a child. But look at my flesh, it is failing me. may think. Maybe you are looking for a job. You are saying, but I'm growing old. Things cannot work for me. But the one who promised is the one who controls systems when you speak a word. I remember Brother Mark, you know, when he applied for a job, he was told, brother, you have passed the edge. It is too late now. Now, I was driving a car to go and pick Sister Tavula. Now, I went early. Then I said, let me park at the mall so that I'm near to our workplace. So I parked at the mall. So when I parked there, I started reading the Bible. Now, a thought came into my mind. Says, God, it will be a great blessing for me to hear Brother Mark calling me to say, brother, I'm from attending the interview. God, I know that you have done it. To defile the people who say the age will limit him. Yeah. So as I was thinking on that, I just got shocked. Brother Mark was calling. When I picked the call, Brother Mark said, brother, I didn't want to tell you in the morning that I'm going for interviews. Now I've come from interviews. I feel this is the right time for me to tell you. Brothers, I broke in tears. I could not continue talking to him. I realized that he is able. About your health. It's not Eliezer. I am your shield. Now, a shield is used in a warfare. That tells you Abraham was fighting a warfare. But God was his shield. But brothers, where is the arrow from Abraham? Where is the sword that Abraham used? The same shield was everything to Abraham. It was the arrow to stop the enemy. It was a protection unto Abraham. And God manifests in different ways to you and I. He can appear as the healer. He will appear as the deliverer, the restorer. He does not change. Just like he told Abraham to use this scenario. The shield did not change, but the shield produced different things for the life of Abraham. So this word will not change, but it will produce different things. It will bring to fulfillment the promises of God. So fear not, little flocks. Don't say I'm alone in my family. If God be with you, who can be against you? You are more than able if you stand in the word. Regardless of what you face. Amen. Amen. God is able to break chains. Now look at the way God works as I'm closing. The place where we gather from, it was closed. The owner owes people money. But I see the hand of God behind that. For us to be here, it was his plan. Now, you see how God works? To us, it may look as a barrier. But I can tell you not to God. God saw it fit for us to be here and be blessed. For us to be here to be sharpened. The work of the fivefold ministry to perfect the saints of God. When it comes to the word of God, I don't believe in one man standing alone. I believe in the work of the Lord that works in vessels that he has given unto us. So open your ears. Be spiritually sensitive. Don't miss what God is doing. May the good Lord bless you. Amen.